Good afternoon. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath, and this is the Midday News. Updated information from the mass shooting at two mosques in New Zealand is bringing the scale of the horror to light. It has been confirmed that 49 people were killed and nearly 50 injured. One witness statement said that there was continuous gunfire for 10 to 15 minutes. Police have already begun evacuation procedures in the immediate vicinity of the mosques. The key suspect in the attack has already been apprehended by police. He has been identified as an Australian national with extreme right-wing leanings. He is due to appear in court in Christchurch tomorrow. Three other people have also been arrested in connection with the attack. Believed to have been extremely well planned, one suspect went as far as identifying himself online, citing his intentions against the Muslim community. The initiative by Swedish schoolgirl Greta Thunberg to highlight climate change is once again going global. Younger generations around the world wanting to protect their future are taking to the streets in Helsinki, Paris and Hong Kong, among many other cities. Their main concern is the seeming lack of action being taken by governments in what is now being perceived as an international emergency. Crash investigation teams in Paris have started the process of analysing black box data from the Ethiopian Airlines aircraft which crashed on Sunday, killing all 157 passengers on board. Already several countries have grounded fleets of Boeing 737 MAX aircraft until evidence is reached which proves the aeroplanes are safe to fly. The race is on for the forthcoming European elections as parties begin compiling their lists of candidates. The Minister for European Affairs, Nathalie Loiseau, has already declared her intention to stand for La République En Marche, her candidature being backed by Prime Minister Edouard Philippe. Raphaël Glucksmann has called for left-wing parties to join him in his movement. The government is reconsidering the possibility of re-indexing pensions in line with inflation. Edouard Philippe has recognised that this may offer pensioners a better rate of return at the current time when the high cost of living is creating difficulty for those who have retired. Statistics related to the Grand National Debate show that there were 10,000 meetings in a two-month time frame and 1.5 million suggestions posted to the dedicated website. These will now be divided out to the 13 different regions to be managed on a local level. And finally to football news on the 29th day of Ligue 1. There are two matches being played tonight, Nice versus Toulouse at 7 o'clock, followed by Lille against Monaco at 8:45. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.